بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم. جس پہ ہوتا ہے فضل رحمانی، جس پہ ہوتا ہے فضل رحمانی، ترک کرتا ہے کار شیطانی، جس پہ ہوتا ہے فضل رحمانی، دوستوں درد دل کی دولت کو دل میں پاتے ہیں صرف ربانی، دوستوں درد دل کی دولت کو دل میں پاتے ہیں صرف ربانی، حامل درد اہل نسبت کو خلق کہتی ہے دل سے یزدانی، خلق کہتی ہے دل سے یزدانی، جس پہ ہوتا ہے فضل رحمانی، ترک کرتا ہے کار شیطانی، شیخ کامل سے جو ہے مستغنی، پائے گا کیسے ذل رحمانی، شیخ کامل سے جو ہے مستغنی، پائے گا کیسے ذل رحمانی، فسق کرتا ہے دور منزل سے پیر تیرا، پیر تیرا ہو گر چلا سانی، پیر تیرا ہو گر چلا سانی، جس پہ ہوتا ہے فضل رحمانی، ترک کرتا ہے کار شیطانی، فیض مرشد کی یہ کرامت ہے، کوئی رومی ہے کوئی خاقانی، فیض مرشد کی یہ کرامت ہے، کوئی رومی ہے کوئی خاقانی، کیا حلاوت ہے اس کے جینے میں جس کو ملتا ہے، جس کو ملتا ہے جام عرفانی، جس کو ملتا ہے جام عرفانی، جس پہ ہوتا ہے فضل رحمانی، ترک کرتا ہے کار شیطانی، رشک کرتے ہیں اہل ساحل سب، دیکھ کر موج دل کی طغیانی، رشک کرتے ہیں اہل ساحل سب دیکھ کر موج دل کی طغیانی، رند پاتا ہے خان قاہوں سے اپنا ایمان میں کیف احسانی، اپنا ایمان میں رند پاتا ہے خان قاہوں سے اپنا ایمان میں کیف احسانی، میر میرے دل شکستا میں جام و مینا کی ہے فراوانی، میر میرے دل شکستا میں جام و مینا کی ہے فراوانی، رنگ دیکھو تو بزم عارف کا کیسی مستی ہے کیسی جولانی، کیسی مستی ہے کیسی جولانی، جب ملا خون حسرتوں سے کیا کہوں اس کا ذوق ایمانی، صحبت اہل دل کی برکت سے دل میں اختر ہے کیسی تابانی، صحبت اہل دل کی برکت سے دل میں اختر ہے کیسی تابانی، دل میں اختر ہے کیسی تابانی، جس پہ ہوتا ہے فضل رحمانی، ترک کرتا ہے کار شیطانی، جزاک اللہ.
That was not just poetry, it was a waaz, it was a whole speech that our Hazrat Maulana Akimod Akhtar Sahab Damat Barakatuhum gave in poetry form. But if anybody understands it, it is a nasihat which will increase his spiritual elevation, status, it will purify his heart, and it will give him the noor of iman in his heart. The very first couplet there, جس پہ ہوتا ہے فضل رحمانی ترک کرتا ہے کار شیطانی. All of us, we say that we want Allah Ta'ala's rahmat upon us. All of us claim that we have got Allah Ta'ala's rahmat and mercy with us. But what is the sign that Allah Ta'ala's rahmat and mercy is indeed with us? There must be some sign of it. To make a claim is a very, very easy. But what is the sign? So the sign is that ترک کرتا ہے کار شیطانی, that the person gives up all those actions and deeds which are of shaitan. Every deed and action which pleases shaitan, then he gives it up. Then he can claim that indeed Allah Ta'ala's rahmat is with him, Allah Ta'ala's mercy is with him. In fact, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, one of his duas, he says, Allahumma arhamni bi tarkil ma'asi wa la tushqini bi ma'asiyatik. O Allah, have mercy upon me. If you have to look at the meaning of that dua, that O Allah, Allahumma arhamni bi tarkil ma'asi, by the giving up of sins, O Allah, have mercy upon me. That means, O Allah, show your mercy that I give up sins. The person who is giving up sins, it is an indication that Allah Ta'ala's mercy and rahmat is with him. Outwardly, whatever his condition may be, but it is a sign that Allah Ta'ala's mercy and rahmat is with him if he is giving up sins. If he is not giving up sins and carrying on with tasbih and zikr and tilawat and ibadat, then he'll get some sawab for all that. But he cannot claim to be under the shadow of the mercy of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Therefore, immediately after that, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam says, وَلَا تُشْقِنِي بِمَعْصِيَتِكَ. He's teaching us that make this dua. Allahumma arhamni bitarkil ma'asi wala tushqini bima'siyatik. We all don't want to be unfortunate. We say we do not want to be cursed. We do not want to be unfortunate. We do not want to meet up sudden disasters and sudden calamities and sudden problems and tribulations in our lives. We do not want to be destroyed. We say that that person is very unfortunate this happened to him. Very unfortunate that happened to him. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam says, وَلَا تُشْقِنِي بِمَعْصِيَتِكَ. Who is the most unfortunate person? The most unfortunate person is that person who is indulging in sins. So therefore he says, oh Allah, don't make me from amongst the unfortunate ones that I indulge in sins. Indulging in sins makes the person unfortunate. Then we have only ourselves to blame. The person who does not get up for namaz, the person who does not give zakat properly, does not fast in Ramadan properly, makes ghibat, speaks lies, commits fraud, indulges in adultery, fornication. And I'm not talking about accidental sin. The person is persistent. He just goes on and on as if nothing is happening, as if a fly was sitting on his forehead and he just blew it away or moved it away with his hands. So this is what we mean by persistent sin. That is why I mentioned many places recently that when we talk about accidental sins, then it must be accidental. Muslim makes accidental sin. But if the person is planning to go from here to the casino at the Wild Coast, then you can't call that an accidental sin. Because he's going to travel from here till there, it will take him a few hours. And then if the planning is going on in his head, so that can't be an accident. You don't plan an accident from here that will take place 100 miles away. The accident just takes place suddenly. The person is not unconscious, he is wide awake, he is alert, he is looking at the road carefully, he is looking right, looking left, and the car is also in good condition, and suddenly something happened. Either was a lapse or he just went off to sleep, or this car in front of him suddenly stopped and braked, or there was another accident there and this person went and rammed into the other car. Now all that is accident, which means that suddenly on the spur of the moment the person was tempted and he committed some sin. Then we call that accident. Now he makes plenty of tawbah and istighfar over that. Allah Ta'ala will make him wali with that istighfar and tawbah. But not that person who is just all the time planning sins, 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 and then he says that I want the rahmat and the mercy of Allah Ta'ala. So what Maulana read of the poetry of Hazrat Aqeem Akhtar Sahib Damat Barakatum, that first couplet there is Jis pe hota hai fazl rahmani, tark karta hai kare shaitani. And the dua also is in it substantiates that. That Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam says, oh Allah, have mercy upon me by my giving up of sins. And do not make me of the unfortunate ones by my indulgence in sin. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq of amal. We will make dua and terminate tonight's majlis. That is sufficient. But just for the information of all those who are here, we know that recent reports are becoming a bit depressing, as if 40% of Afghanistan was suddenly taken over by the Northern Alliance. So what happened? So listen to this. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Baad as-salam masnoon khairiyat maujood afiyat matloob khair. Mere aziz bhaiyo, shayad aap logon ko bahut tashwish hogi. Hausla haath se nahi jaane dena hai. He says you may be in great distress listening to whatever is happening at present on the news media. When you are listening, you must be getting depressed and in distress. So he says you don't have to let go the himmat and the courage. Don't lose hope and faith and trust in Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Says, Kabul, Herat aur Mazar Sharif humne isliye nahi chode ke wo hamare upar hamla kar rahe the. Sirf apni, sirf us, صرف جنگی حکمت عملی اور نقصانات سے بچانے کے لیے ہم نے خود چھوڑ دیا ہے. اٹس ناٹ دیٹ بیکاز دے ویئر اٹیکنگ اس دے وی کن ریزسٹ وی ڈنٹ ہیو دا پاور آف ریزیلینس اینڈ دیئر فور وی جسٹ گیو اپ ایوری تھنگ سرینڈرڈ اینڈ رن اوے. اٹس ناٹ دیٹ. اٹ از اے اسٹریٹجی اینڈ وی ہیو نوٹس دس تھرو آؤٹ دا ہسٹری آف افغانستان. طالبان اللہ تعالیٰ گیو دم اے لاٹ آف حکمت عملی. Otherwise, it was not easy to get the Russians out of Afghanistan. But sometimes they retreated, allowed them to come in, then they surrounded them, then they killed them, or made them run for their lives. Allah. So here they say that the bombing was taking place, continuous bombing, but they're not coming down. 30,000 feet above sea level, they throw bombs from there, cowards. They don't come, they don't want to face the Taliban. So he says, therefore, this was hikmat-e-amali. It was a strategy that let those areas go, let them come in, take control, and then, inshallah ta'ala, with the du'as of the people around the world, and with their own himmat and courage, and with Allah ta'ala's fazal and ihsan, inshallah, there will be victory.
Amen.
So he says, Kabul, Herat, or Mazar Sharif, humne isliye nahi chode ke wo humare upar hamla kar rahe the. Sirf us jangi hikmat-e-amali aur nuksanat se bachane ke liye chod diye hai. اور ایک بات آپ لوگ ذہن نشین کر لے کہ ہمارا مقابلہ بہت بڑے کافر کے ساتھ ہے. انڈرسٹینڈ دس فلی ویل دیٹ وی آر ناٹ جسٹ فیسنگ ون اسمال اینیمی سم وے, وی آر فیسنگ ون بگ اینیمی, بہت بڑے کافر کے ساتھ ہے, جس سے تمام عالم کفر تو ڈرتے ہی ہے, عالم اسلام کے ممالک بھی ان کو اپنا خدا مانتے ہیں. He says, we are not only fighting with some small kafir somewhere. He says, we are fighting with a very, very big and powerful kafir whom the countries, the non-Muslim countries, they fear. The countries of the world which are not Islamic countries, those people, they fear America. And not only that, but even the Muslim countries regard America as a second god. So he says, we are fighting such a kind of enemy. اور عالم اسلام کے ممالک بھی ان کو اپنا خدا مانتے ہیں. ہم پہلے سے بھی جانتے تھے کہ امریکہ کے پاس ہر قسم کے وسائل ہے. He says, we knew that they've got a lot of means, they've got technology, they've got all kinds of bombers and fighters and everything else, that we knew that. تو ہم نے یہ مقابلہ صرف اسلام کے خاطر کیا ہے, اور انشاءاللہ تعالی جب تک جان میں جان ہے تو یہ اسلامی جہاد جاری رہے گا. Until اللہ تعالی has given us life in our bodies, we will continue with the jihad. The end result is in the hands of اللہ تبارک و تعالی. دوسری بات یہ ہے کہ طالبان اب بھی کامیاب ہے, کیونکہ امریکہ نے اب بھی اپنا ہدف حاصل نہیں کیا ہے. He says, even if you have to look at it, the Taliban are still successful up till now, because Americans said that we are going to smoke them out in 2-3 days time. They were supposed to smoke Bin Laden out and smoke Mullah Umar out and destroy Taliban and do it, and so many things they were shouting at the top of their voices, and they have said, we got 100 countries of the world in our support, and up till now the only smoke that seems to come out is from the cigars that they smoke. یہ ان کے دماغ میں غبار ہے بس. امریکہ اور ان کے ایجنٹ اگر تمام شہروں پر بالفرض قبضہ کر بھی لے تو پہاڑ تو ہمارے قبضے میں ہے. Look at the himmat and the courage that Allah Ta'ala has given these people. He says, even if they take away all the cities, what does it matter? The mountains are with us. انشاءاللہ تعالی چند دنوں کے بعد آپ خوشخبری آپ پھر سنیں گے انشاءاللہ, ثم انشاءاللہ فتح اسلام اور حق ہی کی ہوگی. حوصلہ بلند رکھے. صحابہ کرام رضی اللہ تعالی عنہم اجمعین اور پیغمبر صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کی تاریخ کو بار بار پڑھیے, اور اگر صرف افغانستان کی تاریخ ہی کو پڑھ لے تو روس نے بھی تو پہلے سارے شہروں پر قبضہ کیا تھا, اس کے بعد اس کا انجام کیا ہوا. He says, repeatedly read the history of Rasul-e-Pak صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم and the صحابہ کرام رضوان اللہ علیہم اجمعین. They were taken out of Makkah Mukarramah, the whole Makkah Sharif. What did the Kuffar claim? That we have chased them out of Makkah Sharif. Then they said, now we are going to capture Medina Sharif also. Along the route, they flattened everybody. Then what did Allah Ta'ala do? Fatah Makkah took place. And he says, if you don't want to read, if you just read the history of Afghanistan, to it is sufficient. That in the beginning, the Russians, they captured all the cities, Kabul, Herat, and Kandahar, and everything was under Russian control. What was the end result? So the building our iman, don't just listen to the reports in the newspapers and listen to the radio news or watch the television programs, and after that give up hope and say, finish, end of Islam and end of Deen. May Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala give us himmat, courage, strength, and give them victory. Wa akhir da'wana alhamdulillah. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammadin wa ala ali Sayyidina Muhammadin wa barik wa sallim. اللهم ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين. اے اللہ ہمارے گناہوں کو معاف فرما، ہماری خطاؤں کو معاف فرما، ہماری لغزشوں سے درگزر فرما. یا رحیم یا کریم یا ستار یا غفار، ہمارے گناہوں کو معاف فرما. او مائی بلاوڈ اللہ، او مائی رحیم اللہ، او مائی کریم اللہ، او مائی موسٹ فورگیونگ اللہ، او مائی کائنڈ کمپیشنٹ لونگ کیئرنگ اللہ، forgive each and every one of us. Oh Allah, forgive each and every one of us. We know that it is because of our sins that we are suffering everywhere in the world. Oh my beloved Allah, do not punish us because of our sins. Do not seize us because of our sins. Do not cause tribulations and trials and difficulties to come upon us because of our sins. You dearly love the forgiveness of sins, O my beloved Allah. Forgive our major sins and our minor sins. Forgive the sins that we committed knowingly or unknowingly. Forgive the sins that we committed in the light of day or darkness of night. O my beloved Allah, O my Rahim Allah, O my Kareem Allah. Forgive the sins of our eyes. Forgive the sins of our ears. Forgive the sins of our hands and feet. Forgive the sins of our tongues. Forgive the sins of our heart and mind. Oh my Allah, you have seen everything that we have done. Oh Allah, you have heard everything that we have spoken. Nothing is hidden from your sight. Oh Allah, you are powerful, you are almighty, you are all hearing, all seeing, all knowing. Even if there is a tiny little black ant that is crawling on a pitch black rock in the darkest of all nights. Oh Allah, you hear the movement of that ant. You watch that ant. Oh my beloved Allah, how can you not see what we are doing? Oh my Allah, it's just your kindness and your compassion and your forgiveness and your mercy that you do not seize us there and then. Oh Allah, if only you had seized us the moment we committed sins, then none of us would have been alive on the surface of this earth. Oh Allah, if you have to order the earth to split open and swallow each and every one of us, if you have to send the gale force winds to destroy every one of us, oh Allah, if you have to send the flood waters to destroy the entire cities of the world, oh Allah, we know we are justified, that you are justified in that. But oh Allah, we also know that you dearly love forgiveness of sins. You do not like to punish, oh Allah. You want us to return towards you. Therefore, we are extending this begging bowls before you. Allah, tere saamne hum apne gunegar haath phaila rahe hain. Hum gunegar hain, hum siyakar hain, hum gande hain, hum nalayak hain, hum badkar hain. Allah, hum khatam kar dene ke layak hain, hum barbaad kar dene ke layak hain. Lekin mere Allah, tu to maaf karne wala khuda hai. تو بخشنے والا خدا ہے. Allah, open the doors of your forgiveness for us. Open the doors of your mercy for us. Oh Allah, cause us to be drenched in the rains of rahmat. Oh Allah, the Mubarak month of Ramadan is coming. Oh Allah, bless us with long life and good health. Oh Allah, give us the strength to be in the month of Ramadan. Give us life to be in the month of Ramadan. Ya Allah, give us the tawfiq of doing good deeds in the month of Ramadan. Oh Allah, protect us from all sins in the month of Ramadan. Oh my beloved Allah, the Mubarak month of Ramadan, Rasul-e-Pak Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, he awaited its arrival. Oh Allah, he made preparations before the arrival. The Sahaba-i-Kiram Ridwanullah Ali Majmain, they made preparations before the arrival of Ramadan. Oh my beloved Allah, and yet they were so pious, so righteous. They had so much of taqwa and your fear and your muhabbat. Oh Allah, we are sinful servants of yours, and yet we have made no preparation for Ramadan. Oh Allah, we are not even looking forward to ibadat and zikr and tilawat. Allah, our lifestyle show that we are unconcerned and negligent and indifferent. Ay Allah, tu hume maaf farma. Ay Allah, hume barbaad mat farma. Ay Allah, hum sabko istiqamat deen par naseeb farma. Oh Allah, bless us with steadfastness on deen. Ya Allah, bless us all with long life. Bless us with good health. Bless us with spiritual health and physical health. Oh my Allah, we are sick and ailing. Bless us with physical health and spiritual health. Oh my beloved Allah, remove all the ailments and diseases and sicknesses from our bodies and our hearts. Ya Allah, our hearts have become diseased. We have got pride, we've got anger, we've got envy and jealousy in our hearts. Oh Allah, there's so much of malice and greed in our hearts. Oh Allah, there's so much of lust and evil passions and desires in our hearts. Oh my beloved Allah, what have we made our hearts? We have made our hearts into dirt bins, oh my Allah. Those hearts which you gave us for your love, those hearts which you gave us for the love of your beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Oh Allah, we have given our hearts to everything of this world. If there is no corner and no place in our hearts, there's no place for your love and the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But oh my Allah, we are ashamed of the sins that we have committed in our lives. Ay Allah, hum nadim hai, hum sharminda hai. Ay Allah, we are ashamed of the sins that we have committed in our lives. From the time we became of age up till now, every sin that we committed, forgive us. Ya Allah, forgive each and every one of us. Forgive our parents, our wives and children, our brothers and sisters, our family members, the entire ummah of Rasul-e-Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ay Allah, do not turn away your glance of maghfirat and rahmat from us. Ay Allah, if you have to turn away your glance of rahmat, then you tell us which other door is there for us that we can tap. Who else is there before whom we can extend these dirty hands of ours? Oh Allah, who else is there before whom we can extend our hands and beg? Ay Allah, if you have to turn away your glance of rahmat, which other home is there for us that we can beg? Ay Allah, do not punish us because of our sins. Do not turn away your glance of rahmat from us. Ay Allah, hume maaf farma de. Ay Allah, hume maaf farma de. Ay Allah, bless us with the best of dunya and the best of akhirah. Bless us with prosperity. Bless us with happiness. Bless us with joy and satisfaction. Bless us with contentment. Bless us with plentiful of halal risk and sustenance. Remove our difficulties and problems. Those who are in financial difficulties, remove their difficulties. Oh Allah, those who are in any other problem or difficulty, remove their difficulties. Those who have got no children, bless them with pious and righteous children. Those whom you have blessed with children and they are gone on to drink and vices, oh Allah, or drugs, bring them back onto Sirat-e-Mustaqim. Ay Allah, jiski jo bhi pareshani hai, usko tu tere fazl o karam se dur farma. Ay Allah, mujahideen Afghanistan ki madad farma, Palestine ke mujahideen ki madad farma. Allah, Masjid Aqsa ki hifazat farma, Haramain Sharifain ki hifazat farma. Ay Allah, khas karke Kashmir ke musalmanon ki aur Afghanistan ke musalmanon ki madad aur nusrat farma. Ay Allah, Yahudi zalim ke qabze se Masjid Aqsa ki chuda de mere Allah. Ay Allah, ye kuffar aur mushrikeen, yahood aur nasara aur munafiqeen sab ek ho gaye hain Allah, Afghanistan ko khatam karne ke liye. Ay Allah, wo Islam aur iman ke khilaf unki jang hai. Oh Allah, assist and help the mujahideen of Islam. Allah, send the angels as you sent in the battle of Badr. Allah, send the angels as you sent in the battle of Badr, as you sent in the battle of Uhud and Trench. Ay Allah, just as you sent your help in all the different battles of Rasul-e-Pak sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Allah, help the mujahideen of Islam. Ay Allah, tu unki quwwat ata farma, tu unko quwwat ata farma, unko istiqamat naseeb farma. Ay Allah, unko quwwat aur himmat ata farma. Ay Allah, tu in dushmanon ki tamam schemon ko fail kar de. Ay Allah, unko aapas mein lada de. Oh Allah, cause the divisions in their alliances. Oh Allah, break their coalition, oh my Allah. Oh Allah, cause them to fight amongst themselves. Oh Allah, cause storms in the ocean to sink their ships. Oh Allah, cause crashes in their aeroplanes. Ay mere pyare khuda, tu unke hawai jahazon ko aapas mein takra de. Ay Allah, unki quwwat ko khatam farma de. Ay Allah, unko tu hila de mere Allah. Shake their military power and might. Oh Allah, all quwwat and power is in your hands. Ya Allah, you can destroy with just little mosquitoes, oh my beloved Allah. Ya Allah, you send the ababil with tiny little pebbles and you destroy the forces of Abraha. Ya Allah, tu aaj bhi wohi khuda hai. Tu aaj bhi wohi khuda hai. Tu aaj bhi wohi khuda hai. Mere Allah, hum kamzor hai. Tu to kamzor nahi hai. Allah, hum kamzor hai. Tu to kamzor nahi hai. Mere Allah, you haven't become weak. We are weak, oh my Allah. But oh my Allah, we are turning towards an Allah who is all powerful, almighty. Oh Allah, after so many days of bombing, they haven't been able to achieve anything. Allah, abhi unko zaleel farma. Allah, humiliate them. Allah, bring disgrace upon them. Allah, destroy their pride. Allah, unke ghurur ko khatam farma. Unke takabbur ko khatam farma. Allah, ya to unko hidayat nasib farma. Aur agar hidayat unke muqaddar mein nahi hai, to Allah, unke mulk ke tukde tukde farma. Allah, unke mulk ke tukde tukde farma de. Allah, unke mulk ke tukde tukde farma de. Aad aur samud ki tarike se unko halak farma de. Allah, hum tujhi se talab kar rahe hai. Tu hi hamara hai. Allah, tu hi hamara sahara hai. Tere siwa koi hamara nahi hai. Allah, hum tere samne haath phailaye hue hai. Allah, tu ghaibi nusrat unki farma. Allah, ghaib se nusrat aur madad farma. Allah, hum sabko sehat afiyat de. Allah, bless us with good health. Allah, bless us with your ma'rifat. Bless us with your yaqeen. Allah, teri ma'rifat aur yaqeen nasib farma. Allah, tera zaat ke upar tawakkul nasib farma. Allah, tera qurb nasib farma. Bless us with your closeness and the closeness of Rasool-e-Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Oh Allah, from this very moment, oh my beloved Allah, protect us from every sin so that we may enter Ramadan with a clean heart, oh my Allah. Ya Allah, protect us from every sin, major and minor, so that when the month of Ramadan come, we enter it with a clean and a pure heart, and we may be able to derive, and we may be able to gain in our hearts, and we may be able to bring into our hearts the noor and the rahmat of the month of Ramadan. Ey mere pyare khuda, sare alam ke insano ko tu hidayat nasib farma. Allah, deen ki aur islam ki hawa ko tu phaila de aur chala de. اے میرے پیارے اللہ, ایک دن اس دنیا کو چھوڑنا ہے, تیرے پاس آنا ہے. یا اللہ, before the time of our death comes, give us the توفیق of sincere توبہ. اے اللہ, موت سے پہلے پہلے سچی توبہ کی توفیق عطا فرما. اے اللہ, مرنے سے پہلے پہلے سچی توبہ کی توفیق عطا فرما. اے اللہ, we do not know where our death will come and when it will come. اے اللہ, the angel of death is just behind our backs. We do not know when the sword of death will strike our necks. Ah, mere Allah, every day we are witnessing janazas of young, fit and healthy people leaving homes. Mere Allah, earthquakes, tremors, accidents, shootings, murders. Oh Allah, so many people are leaving this world suddenly. Ah, mere Allah, don't let the angel of death find us in any sinful place. Don't let the angel of death find us in a disco. Don't let the angel of death find us in a casino. Don't let the angel of death find us in a cinema or theater. Don't let the angel of death find us in adultery or fornication. Don't let the angel of death find us glued to some filthy television program or some filthy website or some filthy magazine in our hand. Mere Allah, how embarrassing and how shameful that is for the ummah, and how embarrassing for my beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam when he is informed that this week so many from your ummah, they died in these haram places. Ah, mere Allah, if only we had a real little realization of the injury and the pain that we caused Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam with our sins, we will not go anywhere near sins. Mere Allah, whatever sins we committed, it is the past. Ya Allah, give us the tawfiq not to return to those sins. And if it involves the rights of people, give us the tawfiq to fulfill and pay back to whomsoever, whatever is due. Ya Allah, Rasool-e-Pak, all the duas that he made of khair, bless us with all that goodness. Bless our parents with that goodness, our wives and children with that goodness, the entire ummah with that goodness. And from all the evil, from all the mischief and all the corruption and the fitnas that he asked for protection, oh Allah, protect us, our wives and children, brothers and sisters, family members and the entire ummah of Rasool Pak sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Allah jitne bhi deeni kaam ho rahe sab ko qubool farma, tabligh o daawat ki mehnat qubool farma, khanqao ki mehnat qubool farma, madaris masajid ki mehnat qubool farma, tasneef o taleef ki mehnat qubool farma. Ae Allah mujahideen ke jihad ko qubool farma. Ae Allah mujahideen ke jihad ko qubool farma. Ae Allah hum sab ko apne nek bandon mein shumar kar le. Ya Allah, when the time of our death comes, bless us with shahadat in Madina Tayyiba. Let there be ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wa ashhadu anna Muhammadar Rasulullah on our lips. Allah, maut ke waqt koi aisi tajalli teri dikhla de ki hamari rooh joomti hui tere paas aa jaye. Oh Allah, our soul must come dancing towards you. It must not remain attached to all our worldly things. Allah, tu khatima aasan farma. Allah, sakrat se hamari hifazat farma. ربنا تقبل منا انك انت السميع العليم وتب علينا انك انت التواب الرحيم ان الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا ايها الذين امنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى ال سيدنا محمد بارك وسلم سبحان ربك رب العزه عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله